Hey.
I like that intro better. Do you like that intro better?
Yeah.
We're not just yelling at people anymore, like kind of how we used to with the, hey.
Yeah, we're not like the old grumpy man with kids on the line.
I think it was kind of like, it was like kind of cringy too, but I'm sure that intro is cringy too, but like, what do? You have to set yourself apart, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, dude, what you gotta do.
So you guys clicked on this episode, obviously, to hear some grungy shit. So, obviously. Just to let everybody know right away, this is an 18-plus episode. We do everything on this podcast. We don't just talk about, you know, sunshine, flowers, and politics, and blah, blah, blah. We get down to the dirty McGurdy. We do. And this one, this is something that most married men and guys with girlfriends kind of deal with, unless they have a freak. Or, I take that back. I don't want girls to feel like they're a freak if they do anal. You know what I mean? Because it's pretty normal. Like, a lot of girls do anal and do whatever, but the guys always want it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say her name, but one of my friends' nicknames for his girlfriend, now wife, used to be Anal Angel. I don't know if you knew who that is. Yeah, no, you don't know
what it is. I'm curious now.
I'll tell you off. off recording. But anyways,
you can't just tell the guests.
Oh no, I can't do it. Well, if the guests go back and listen to some of our podcasts, they'll find out who it is. Anyways, we're gonna talk about why your wife or girlfriend doesn't want to do anal. Two, how you can get your woman to do anal. We went to complex.com and it told us the hard truth why your girl won't let you in the back door. But it also gives you ways to get through the back door. So let's go ahead and get to that. But first, let's go ahead and roll that intro music. Yeah. Oh, that just cut it off. Well, when you run into this with your woman, what's the biggest no? Like, why? Like, why does she say no to you?
She says it hurt.
That's it, though? Like, not because she'd want to? Like, has she ever tried? Or, like, okay, let me take that question back, because you don't have to tell me, like, if she's tried it or not. Let's just say in generalities, with the women you've been with, what are the reasons why not? And have you ever been with a woman that's just down with it?
I guess, no, I've never really had a... my ex probably would have been down for it, but like I never asked.
Right. And then, but the reasons why are always just like, just flat out because it would hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what's weird, because, and this is gross, have you ever, like, your girl comes home and poops, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen how big poops are that they take?
Oh my God, dude. Like, makes my dick look small. Not that it's.
Big, so it's kind of like, hey, you're already taking poops the size of fucking, you know,
yeah,
big,
like,
monstrous Godzilla
and
penises.
They're not saying that hurts.
No, you know what I mean? It's like, so you've taken poops that big, right? So why can't you just, you know, take that? But whatever. So the reason why we bring it up, guys, we're doing the complex.com. Go to complex.com, type in the harsh truth why your girl won't let you in the back door. Now, again, girls don't want to try it because it hurts, no, blah, blah, blah. But they say, no pun intended with the but they say there's more nerve endings than any other hole in your butt. Also, girls ejaculate cum harder when you actually put it in their butt and stimulate the clitoris. Now, that's huge. Now, whenever you've gotten started with, let's say, your woman now, your woman before, like... Have you ever just been like, oh, I'm just going to go for it, and you just like shove it in there? Or have you ever like worked at it first and then you still get told no?
Are we talking about trying to get anal?
Yeah. What are you thinking?
Well, I thought you were just talking about slamming my dick in her vagina or something.
No, the butthole. Like, oh. slamming your penis in the...
I've never even gotten it in there, dude.
Really? Just go? Like, she just clenches up her butt cheeks, rip her dick off?
Like, if I pull it out, she's like, don't you fucking dare. I'm like, oh, God. Actually, I do like getting laid, so I'm going to just keep doing the vagina.
Have you accidentally ever slipped it in before and have her just go, oh.
No, I touched my penis to her butthole once, and she, like, I thought she was going to rip my dick off.
You know, it's crazy because that's happened before, and I know a lot of guys can relate with this when you're banging your woman or whatever, and all of a sudden you're just hitting it. And then it pulls out, and then it's like I've shoved before in the butthole, and like literally, like her body just tensed up, like, ah! And then just like fucking stop, like put her hand over her butthole, like a kid at like fucking summer camp, then laid on the fucking floor. Fucking,
why are
this,
kids
like,
at summer
tears.
Camp covering their buttholes?
Yeah, I was Catholic, by the way. So
well, that explains it.
Yeah. But, anyways, so.
No, Mr. Preacher, no.
When it. So. Yeah, bad memories. Anyways, when that happened, you know, and I get it, like, okay, and the girls always say too, how would you like it if I shoved something up your butt, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, no, I wouldn't want that, like, at all. I wouldn't want that at all.
I had a roommate once that had
shoved
his,
it up your butt?
Had his girlfriend shove her finger up his ass while they were having sex.
I have a story about that too. But so, and what did your friend say? He's like, I came harder than I've ever came.
Well, he, like, every time, like, I'd make fun of him about it, but shut the fuck up. Act like you've never done it. I was like, I've never fucking done it. I've never asked a girl to stick anything on my ass.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no shit. So, well, he didn't ask for it either, though, it sounds like,
no,
right?
He did.
He asked her to do that?
He told her to.
Wow. He's adventurous. Maybe kind of a little gay.
And then he cheated on her with another girl.
Oh, if you would have said another guy, that would have been perfect. Oh, that would have been the best. So, basically, he does that, right? And so I had a buddy, too. He's like, this is gross. But he was like, yeah, no, dude. Whenever, you know, I'm banging my girl right before I come, I tell her just to put, like, the full tip of her finger in, of her pointer finger. Like, the full tip up to the first line of her finger. He's like, every time, he's like, try it with your girl, bro. Every time, right before you come, say, oh, I'm going to come. And then tell her you to put her whole finger up to the line into your butthole, and you'll come harder than you've ever came. And you know what I said?
Fuck that.
Exactly. I was like, no. No, actually, I was like, okay, no.
That hole is an exit only.
Yeah, I'm just not into it. But you know what? Okay, so are we hypocrites, though? Because it's like,
yeah,
you know,
I guess. I mean, that would make us kind of hypocritical.
Because we want to put it in her, and we want to put it in our women's butts. Like, that's always our goal, you know what I mean? Like even for your, like, for my wedding, too. My wife said, hey, you know, I'll put it in your, or I'll put, hey.
Oh, no. Whoa.
She said, hey. She's like, hey, you could put it in my butt when we were married, blah, 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 which never happened, by the way. Never fucking happened. But I feel like we're hypocritical because it's like, why wouldn't you want that? Or I can make it feel good, girl, or I could do it for you, baby, like, blah, blah, blah. Or like, you know, girls say they come harder, blah, blah, blah. But then it's kind of like, there's nerve endings there, just as many as we have, the girl has. So it's kind of like, are we being, like, prudes? Because, like, think about it like this. Who's your celebrity crush? Like, you're the hottest girl in the world to you?
Jennifer Aniston.
Good choice. So, let's say you and Jennifer Aniston are together, blah, blah, blah. And she's just like, yeah, like, you have a normal relationship and shit's fine and you're living in her mansion or whatever, and that was just what she wanted to do to you.
She would be so unsatisfied because I'd come in like 0.5 seconds.
Right. But she's like, I don't care how fast you come, Jordan. Like, I just want, right before you come, I want to put my tip of my finger in your burly, hairy asshole. What would you say to her? Could you tell Jennifer Aniston no?
That'd be a hard one to say no. Like,
because you know her little finger is nothing like the fucking genetic, gigantic just, shits you've taken.
I don't think I'd be okay.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, I just
do
don't
it
know.
In a heartbeat. There's no way. Would you let her toss your salad? You wouldn't let her fucking lick up all in your butthole. Not even
no,
a little bit.
No.
Not even a little bit.
No.
So I find that really hard to believe, dude. You totally would. Jennifer Aniston. Angelina Jolie for me, too. I would wipe her butt if she wanted me to.
Well, wiping their ass is different than them.
That's disgusting. You would deal with actual human poop instead of...
Yeah, I have a daughter.
Okay, but you're not going to let her just put her little tiny Jennifer Aniston finger in your burly, hairy, Jordan Almond butt?
I don't think I know that. No.
Speak in the mic, please.
No.
Okay. Well, guys, if you've ever wondered how you can get your woman to, again, go to complex.com, type in the harsh truth why your girl won't let you in the back door. Now, it kind of leads with an article, like a blah, 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 blah stuff. And it kind of like right away hits on realize what you're asking her. And it says, quote, before you go making anal demands on your woman, realize what you're requesting. Some chicks already have a hard time handling dick the normal way, let alone taking it in the butt. And whether you're packing tons, like a big old penis, or not much, like Jordan Allman, it says that right in the article. Like,
fuck, man.
Weird.
I've been with that many girls.
They say it's traumatic and unpleasant to be produced in a new hole. If you feel that you're at the point in your relationship where it's time to up the sexual ante, then have a grown-up discussion. So, okay, go have a grown-up discussion with your woman. Have a grown-up discussion with your woman. What do you think? Do you think that'll help? Have you had this? Have you ever had that discussion?
We've had the discussion.
You have? Have you pushed it hard? Like, is it important to you?
It was at first, but then
it was. Were you like, come on, Rachel, I'm gonna get a call, I'll play your butt. Like, was it like all like that? Like, I want to do it. Come on.
Yeah, kind of. But like, I was like, yeah, whatever. If we don't, we don't. I guess. I mean, it's just,
so you just kind of got over the
it's
fact.
Just like that a life adventure I just won't ever get to do.
She was just like super pissed at you though too. Like if you thought about it, like you said, you took it out in like mid.
Well, she so like, we talked about it. She's like, yeah, fine. And then like one night she's like, no, it's just not gonna happen. No, I was like. Aw, I didn't even go to the strip club yet. How could I ruin it?
So, and then you said you put it up to the butthole one time, and she's just like, no, like got pissed at you.
She was like, if you don't you fucking dare, I'll kill you. I was like, okay, well, I don't want to die today.
Okay. So basically it says have that conversation, you know, and whatever. So now this is where it kind of gets kind of funny. So like, I gave you advice at one point because I was dating somebody back in the day that was into it and wanted that almost sometimes more than normal sex, which is, I don't know, whatever. But they say right here at complex.com, take a hint from the pros. So a few summers ago, this person had the pleasure of working aside Hollywood's favorite redheaded porn star, Faye Reagan. And basically, while she was working on this porn, she prepped her hair and makeup. Questions about her line of work came up, naturally. We were most curious about her specialty, anal fisting. So this girl, her specialty is anal fisting. Now, would you ever take it that far? I don't want to do shit like that.
I would never. I wouldn't even want to put a fist up my girl's vagina.
Like, would you, would you ever even want to take it that far? Like, no. I'm not that, like.
That's rude.
I'm not, but I mean, what if she wanted it? Now, okay, Jennifer Aniston. Okay, all right. She doesn't want to put the finger in her butt, in your butthole, but she would like it if every now and again you fisted her ass. Would you fist her ass?
That's just too much.
Shut up. You don't, I mean, like if her. You're if a she fucking wanted liar.
It, I would do it, yeah. But, like, I'm just saying, like, that's a lot. Like,
so you would do
I have
it.
A big-ass fist, dude.
Yeah, but that ain't mine.
That's, like, half her. That's, like, her whole butt right there.
That's what she wants. This is what Jennifer Aniston wants.
Her ass is going to look like a train just went through that bitch.
Yeah, but so I'm asking you, like, straight up, you would do it, though.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
But she'd be, like, boxing gloves for me. Like.
Disgusting. So this was what happened, though. So now this girl, like, that's her specialty. And apparently when she started out in porn, she had equally hard time easing into anal. So she didn't want anal either. Like, this girl did not want to do anal. She had a really hard time getting into it. Then she explained that one night while having sex with her boyfriend, when she was, you know, they were getting down, she was completely relaxed by the ecstasy of a vibrator on her clitoris when all of a sudden she realized that the dude's hand was completely up her ass. She said, totally not kidding. So think about that. You're playing around with girl's clit.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm
visual. Is this the way that maybe you could ease into it? Not with a fist, but let's say next time when you're just fucking around and doing whatever and you're just doing the thing, flicking her bean with the fucking vibrator. And then you just, like, take your finger and you just fucking...
I don't think she'd let me do it because she'd just feel me getting there.
Yeah, but did you not hear what I just said, though? It's not about letting you. It's like you're like a magician about it. Like you're doing a sleight of hand type shit. You're getting ready and you're fucking... And then you just fucking... You know what I'm saying? Because you know when your girl's getting into it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? When she's moving around, fucking freaking out, and even pushing you away, so then you kind of slow down, and then going that way. I think that's what, you have to warm it up. So, like, even on your wedding night, dude, you got to warm it up, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just warm that shit up, and maybe that's how you do it. So that's how she said her boyfriend did it, and they're saying, I'm not recommending fist play for novices. She's a professional, after all. But it goes to show that you should never underestimate the power of clitoral stimulation. So, guys, you clicked on this to figure out how will your wife or girlfriend let you do anal, okay? How? That's how. Clitoral stimulation is key. And it says also, after that, introduce toys in the bedroom. Do you guys have toys in your bedroom? Do you guys roll like that? You guys have toys? We don't do toys.
Just a vibrator.
Just that, though?
Yeah.
No. You guys don't have, like, whips and cuffs and fucking...
Oh, yeah, she got, like, a little whip.
Have you ever used it?
Huh?
Do you ever use it?
On her, yeah.
I can see you. I can see you fucking up and, like, going all, like, intense, and you're like, yeah, and you go, whoop, whoop! Just, like, hit her so fucking hard that her back curls, and she's like, ah! She starts fucking crying. Because listeners, if you don't know, his wife, she cries a lot for stupid shit. So she fucking gets hit with a whip and she just starts fucking crying. And you're like, oh, are we done or can I finish?
I got the horses in the back.
Yeah, horses in the back. Just fucking. Oh, my God. It's because you have to be gentle with that. So did you fucking just smack her in the back really hard? Or what?
Well,
did
you, like, do? You like, I just like, you're supposed to just like, lightly tap it and drag it across her.
Oh.
She read it in, like, one of her, like, books.
Did she instruct you on what to do?
Like, she told me how it's supposed to work, and I was like, okay. Because, like, when she first bought it, I was like, what the fuck you think you're doing with that thing? She's like, I'll show you. I was like, you ain't fucking hitting me with that shit. Fuck, you already act like I'm a slave. You're not going to fucking treat me like
do the dishes, bah! Where you been golfing all day, Pat?
Told you to mow the lawn.
What? Oh my God.
Yeah, that's our relationship right there.
That's funny. I like how she like told you what to do. All right, now Christian Grey does it like this. He goes and he hits it on the back, then goes lightly or whatever. I can see you fucking it up like boom. Oh shit. I'm gonna rub it off. Okay. Oh, that's funny. The dog comes in, sniffs your butthole, and you hit the dog with it. In the face. Yeah. So they say introduce toys to the bedroom. That's huge when you're doing the clitoral stuff. Invest in some toys that will help you in the process. Go for a sleek vibrator with a few speeds that's big enough to get work done but small enough to do the job discreetly. Lubrication is a good idea for the first-timers, but just because you plan on using electronics doesn't mean your fingers and tongue shouldn't become obsolete. So you're going to eat that booty like groceries?
No.
Have you ever ate? Okay, hey, for the listeners, don't be a fucking liar. Don't be a fucking liar. He's smirking, so well, we're going to get cameras soon, guys, but have you ever ate the booty?
No, I haven't.
You're actually a fucking liar. No, you're a fucking liar.
The opportunity has been presented, but...
What do you mean? She bends over, spreads her cheeks, and says, eat it?
No, like, we were, like, doing foreplay, and we were really drunk, and she's like, eat my ass, and I was like... Because I was talking about, I'm like, oh, man, I want to eat that booty. Because her butt, she's got a nice butt.
Not good enough to eat, though. That's not like Oreo cookies. Because, like, oh, that's good enough to eat. Like, no, nah, bro.
Like, she said it. I was like, no. She's like, oh, so you talk all this game. I'm like, well, now I think about it. It's like, what if there's just like a little fucking turd just stuck in there?
Oh, my God. You're fucking like some fucking dingleberries just fucking hanging down. Just
Yes. Those aren't Skittles.
Oh, my God.
Why are there raisins up here?
I don't even like to eat pussy, dude, so I couldn't do that. No way. Oh, and she's like, you talk all this shit. Be like, shut up. I'll eat that ass if you let me put it in that ass. And then she'll probably change her mind real quick.
She said she wasn't actually gonna let me eat it though.
Bullshit.
But we were so drunk. She probably would have let me.
Anyway. Was it while you were down there anyways? She told you to eat her ass.
Yeah. I was like, fuck no, I'm out.
So when you were down there going down on her, she's like, eat my ass. Were you like the record skip? Like, excuse me.
I popped my head up from between her legs. I was like.
You popped your head up like fucking Mortal Kombat at the end, like
like whack-a-mole, like boom.
And you're like, excuse me?
Like Tim the Toolman Taylor.
You're like, excuse me, you fucking nasty-ass bitch. What did you just like, ask me all to right, do?
All right, we're done with foreplay. We're just having sex now.
Yeah, you ratchet-ass bitch.
And yeah.
So fingers are an ideal way to gain entry, they say, without causing too much pain. But your tongue is the greatest ally. Like the great little Kim once said, if you ain't licking no butts, we don't want it. gross. So, and then obviously says, get her in the mood. Now you've had the idea in place and gadgets needed to play. It's time to set the mood. Don't just whisper, hey, girl, I want to put it in your butt. Or pull an accidental dolphin. gross. Or pull an accidental dolphin on her. Since it'll probably result in no sex at all, which is true, because like think about it, whenever we approach our women about it and we'd say, hey, I want to get it like that, I want anal, like it doesn't happen. Like I don't think it's really something you ask for, because everybody's initial response is going to be no. But if you do it in the moment without asking in a smooth fucking criminal way, I think that's how it happens.
And some kind of off topic, one thing I hate about porn is none of that shit will ever fucking happen.
Right.
I will never be sitting in class and have a sexy teacher come in a short skirt with her tits almost popping out saying, fuck me, daddy, all over this right. desk.
Or you got a bad grade, Johnny.
You're going to be punished now. Yeah, okay, when's this going to happen? Oh, right. My teachers in high school were fucking old.
Have you ever watched a porn, though, with your girl and then do what they do?
No, not do what they do, but I put one on once just to see if it turned on, and it did.
Oh, well, so that's the thing. Like, you know, you put a porn on or whatever, like, but you do what they do for that long amount of time because, you know, like, the girl's sucking a dick for, like, 5 minutes and the dude's down on the girl for 10 minutes, and you kind of understand why they're getting into it. And that's kind of fun. Like, you do what they do. And then when you finally start having sex, you do the same exact positions that they do and blah, blah, blah. But so that's that, guys. I mean, the wise listeners out there, if you wanted to learn how to do it, that's it. Again, go to complex.com. That's what we're referencing on here. And it ends with this, what to expect. So, you know, after you make it into the bedroom, the fun of the trial and error can finally begin. Anal doesn't happen and then boom, she's addicted. She might become fond of it eventually, but that's an extensive exercise to see what's most comfortable. Like, you have to go through things to see what they like. The key is to go slow. Did you hear that? The key is to go slow, both with entry and removal. Fast movements should only be made by experts, because though it may not seem so, the rectum is so much more fragile than the vagina. That's a little something that Dr. Sue Johansson has told everyone. So basically, get a vibrator, take your time, do it right, you know, ease up into that, and that's what's going on, you know? And it's kind of funny because we have an episode on this, and then we just did the episode with a mayor candidate.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to do another one with, like, have the brewer come in. It's going to be a lot of stuff that we're going to do. But we just wanted to hit on a quick 25-minute episode about that. We're going to do another one tonight that we're going to post next week. So make sure to listen to that. We're going to do another giveaway. Congratulations to the last people that won the giveaway to the tickets to the local Sioux Falls Storm game. And, so there you go, guys. If you want to learn how to get anal from your woman, again, this is an adult podcast for adults, 18+. You know, just... that's how you get it done. Is it going to work? Probably not. Will it work? I'll take it back. It might. It could. But You just got to be smart. Know your person. Know the person you're with, you know? And especially if you're in love with this person. Like, you got to know. You got to work it out. I mean, what advice would you have?
Everything you just said.
There you go. Perfect. All right. So we're the Wise Guys Podcast. We say the stuff that a lot of other people don't say. So let's go ahead and like this, comment, subscribe, leave us a voice message on Anchor. Thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring this episode. And, yeah, so we're out of here. Go get that anal, guys. Peace.